The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Wednesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Joyce, Matt Sambolin doing the music. Well, we can tell Al's on a break. You can just tell the music. I know Kathy's happy at WMCA over there. She's happy. She's been asking me to put on some Marvin. Hey, Joe Piscopo on the radio. Good morning. Great to have you with us at 6 minutes after 9 o'clock, 9:06 already. Boy, this morning is flying. I have to tell you, thank you, first of all. Frankie Five Boroughs is here, and a good morning to you, Frank.
Good morning, Joe.
Thanks for putting a great show together, as you always. I know it's a lot to do, and I appreciate it, and it doesn't go by me. So with respect and affection and appreciation,
Mr. Morano, my honor to be a small part of it. Thank you
very, very much. But I get these tweets or I get these texts from you, and this is great. I won't identify because I like to protect the confidences. But I see a tattoo, and it's got the World Trade Center, and it's got the red, white, and blue wrapped around the World Trade, the towers, you know. And hey, Joe, this is my son. He told me, Dad, I was five when the world stood still. That was September 11th, what he's talking about, and I will never forget. This is my friend's son talking. This is one of the reasons I enlisted in one of the greatest militaries in the world. See, well, he enlisted into the United States military. I just protect his confidence. I don't want to tell you what branch it was, but I got to tell you something. I hear more patriotic kids, and those are millennials and younger, who they were kids when they saw the towers go down. They saw how evil that was, that attack was. They stepped up. They joined the United States military, and that gives me hope for our future. So God bless you for sending this to me. God bless your son, and thank you for your service to the United States of America. And it's why I get fired up when I read texts like that or I meet young soldiers. And I never had the privilege to serve. My pop, I tell you this 1,000 times, he did not want me to go into the Army, my father. I was ready to go. I was going to go to Vietnam. I was in college. Pop wouldn't. And my father, he was so compartmentalized in his feelings. Did you have your father ever say, hey, I love you? He never said those things, you know. But he was always there, always giving me confidence, always standing strong for me, a great role model as a dad, you know. And then when I said, Pop, you know, I'm quitting college, I can't do it, he got on the phone, he wrote me letters, you can't leave, you're gonna end up in Vietnam, I don't want you to end up, and he went on and on and on. I said, wow. So I listened to this former captain in the Second World War, you know, he knew. And I went on, and then, of course, I just never served. So I appreciated it because of what my father went through. And then when I see these young warriors, join the military, it just makes me so patriotic. And then when I hear someone like, not to turn it negative, I get, when you hear Ilhan Omar talk about, in glowing terms, Al-Qaeda, it makes me crazy. And therein lies my patriotism. Therein lies my frustration with some of the politicians in Washington. Hey, it's 9:09. Anthony Scaramucci on the phone. Hey, Anthony, welcome back to the show, man. Thanks for joining us this morning. How are you, man?
I'm doing great, Joe. You're a happy hump day, right? Let's get going here.
What? We were flying through. We had that grace of God. We had a great show. I'm all fired up, you know. And again, I always read that people who join the military, people who are in the military, Anthony, you know, and are so patriotic. I think about our families who come from other countries who come here and make this country great. And then I see everybody trying to tear it down and the fiasco in the House yesterday, you know. But I got to ask you, too. You were very close to President Trump. You, by the way, Anthony, help me out here. And how are you, buddy? Everything good? And with your beautiful wife, all good in your life?
Well, Joe, I don't know if you're reading page 6. I mean, I had to go from testicles the size of grapefruits to green peas in about 2 seconds, right? I don't know if you saw that, right? I mean, so
I missed everything.
I'm interviewing the guy, and he's saying, well, I'm telling him I have big testicles. He's saying, well, if you have big testicles, you're promiscuous. I said, no, scratch that. Mine are like the size of frozen green peas in the Green Giant section, you know.
The
point being is that as long as my wife is happy, I'm happy, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. She's a great gal. We love having her on the show, boy. I tell you what, she's great. But I know how close you are, how honest you are with the president. Also, I know the money, the massive, the millions that you have raised for Donald Trump. You were the first in New York to step up, by the way, Anthony Scaramucci, to support
the president. First guy on Wall Street to step up for him, you know, raise him a ton of money, gave a ton of money to the RNC. I want to see the guy win re-election. So, you know, if I'm, you know, I don't understand the Republican Party right now, to be honest, because, Joe, you're an Italian-American. I'm an Italian-American. My grandparents heard the words, go back to the country that you came from. It's a racist trope in the society. And so people can parse it and they can split it. If they want to defend the president on it, that's fine. You got to call it for what it is. You can't pretend that wasn't a racist trope in the society, you know, and there were films, you know, in the 40s, whether it was Frank Sinatra, 1948, one of your friends and somebody that you loved talking about us together, different colors, different races, different ethnicities. Those four women. I don't like what they're saying. I don't like the praise of Al-Qaeda or the anti-Semitism. Of course, I don't like any of that. So call them out on that. But don't tell them to go back to the country that they came from, particularly when three of them are U.S. citizens and one is a naturalized U.S. citizen. They were all democratically elected into the Congress. When you're doing that, you're starting a division that we don't want in our society. It's 2019. It's not 1933. It's not 1865. And what the president's doing, in my opinion, is wrong. And I'm just shocked that there is not a lot of elected Republicans that would speak out about this. It's like, you know, it is what it is. I mean, you can't call an orange an apple and have that be a loyalty test. You gotta call it for what it is, Joe. That's
the only thing I know. The only thing why I like it, and I have to push back, Anthony, with respect to our friendship, certainly, is because he didn't say go back to it. He said, look, if you don't like it here, the way I read it, if you don't like it here, go back. And he was referring, it was a direct shot. And I'm glad. I am so incensed. I was so incensed in Mogadishu when we lost those 17 United States Army Rangers in Black Hawk Down. And Bill Clinton did nothing. And me, I swear to goodness gracious, I was waiting for this stuff, but just to flatten Mogadishu, you know? But here this girl comes from, in Ilhan Omar from Somalia. She comes over here. Now she's going to tell us what to do. And I read it this way, that the president go, look, you sure say what you want, but why don't you go back to your war-torn country and why don't you try to help there before you criticize us? I did not see it as a racist tweet. And am I being too supportive of the president when I say that?
I don't know, Joe. I gotta be honest with you. Look, I love you, and everybody's entitled to their own opinion.
Yeah.
But, you know, I've read the stuff. You know, I've gone through the historical pages and the contest here over race, discrimination, segregation, Plessy versus Ferguson, Brown versus the Board of Education. And I'm just telling you, ethnic groups in our society, their grandparents, their parents have heard, go back to the country where you came from. And it sounds good when it's not about you. But when they turn the gun on you and they say, oh, no, we mean you too, not just the people from Mogadishu or from Somalia, we mean you guys too. And what happens is you start to divide the divide the country. And when you divide the country, we can't get anything done. And that's what's going on right now in Washington. There's no industrial policy. There's no infrastructure policy. There's no move to reshape the K through 12 public school education system, which has been very uneven and very unfair to a lot of people. And so that's going to lead to exactly what you and I don't want, okay, which is a rise of these sorts of people. Like, first of all, why give her even standing? You know who she is. I know she is.
Yeah.
Inside the Beltway or inside of New York. Nobody else knows who she is. Now the president's turned her into a avatar of opposition for him. So again, we can disagree on it. You could, the president's brilliant wordsmith. You know, he's an unbelievable marketer. So what he did was he put enough in the tweet and enough of his comments so that you could interpret them a couple of different ways. He is a verbal kaleidoscope. You could see something differently to me, and another person could see it differently to the other person. But he knows. He knows exactly what he's doing, and it's wrong. And so you got an unbelievable economy, Joe. You've got an unbelievable economic miracle going on in the United States, and he does so many great things on foreign policy. Why are we going in this direction?
Well, I got to give you that,
Anthony. Can I just finish? I just want to make this
absolutely.
The move to further secure the base as opposed to go after the moderates and independents destroyed us in 2018. It's not the right strategy. The strategy is I've got great policies for all Americans. Look at the African-American unemployment number. Look at the Hispanic-American unemployment number. I got great policies for all Americans. I'm going to act a little more stable, a little more genius, okay, and a little less nuts. The 2020 bumper sticker should be same policy, less crazy, like the light beer commercial.
I'm telling you
right now, he's going to lose a group of people. He only won the election last time by about 150,000 votes in four states. He could win this thing with a landslide if he just calms down. And that's just my honest opinion.
But do you think?
I want him to win, so I'm going to speak up about it.
And if you're listening, and I know you get upset because you support the president, and we love that. But yeah, just make no mistake, Anthony Scaramucci supports Donald J. Trump 1,000%.
I'm a huge supporter of the president, so that's the reason why. Hey Joe, when you got bad breath, or you got a piece of food in your teeth, right, or a big booger in your nose, don't you want one of your friends to say, "Excuse me, take the booger out of your nose because you're about to give a big speech"?
Don't
kill the messenger is what I'm saying. Your listeners are upset with me because I don't like what the president's doing. Don't kill the messenger. Think about what I'm saying. I want the guy to win.
I'm on the guy's team.
And I'm very, very loyal to his agenda and who he is as a person.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. You have, and that it makes. And don't forget, you're the guy that put him there, right front and center in the. You were the first one in. Don't forget, Wall Street, International Wall Street, man. You were there. Anthony Scaramucci was front and center. Don't forget about that. I know, but the thing is, this is what I say, because I agree. I want the president put down the phone. Go be presidential, because let them destroy themselves, Mr. President. That's what I'm thinking. But then,
hey, Joe,
but then people,
they were
but
about
people
to do that though. They were.
I know.
Going
I know.
After Pelosi,
I know.
And then
I know.
He can join them.
I know, but the people tell me, and it's women who tell me, and I always tell this to our mutual friend, the great Cavuto on Fox over there. I say the women call and go, he will not be defended. If he doesn't defend himself by Twitter, if he doesn't jump on and hit back, no one's going to defend him. I know. So I have no argument for those women that call me and say that the president's just trying to defend himself. You're saying that he went a step further. This is a concern. Bill O'Reilly.
Defend himself. Say, hey, let me read you the stuff they're saying. They're racist. They support ISIS. They're anti-Semitic. They're horrific people as it relates to the economy. Okay, great. They're U.S. citizens, though. They have a right under the First Amendment. They were democratically elected. So let's beat them with better policy. Let's beat them with stronger ideas. Let's beat them with better values. But telling them to go back to where they came from, you are igniting a dynamite stick with a fuse that isn't very long in a society like ours. We're a society made up of so many different people, and we're conjoined together by ideals. We're conjoined together by our values love for America. Don't do that.
Yeah.
Say, look, I don't like these people, and I think they're racist, and I think they're anti-Semitic, and I would like them out of office. But don't tell them to go back where they came from.
Yeah.
Because now what you're doing is you're lighting a dynamite stick, and we don't want that to blow up in his face in November of 2020.
Yeah, but you're watching out for your friend Donald J. Trump. And if you're listening, please understand that Anthony wants the best for this president.
People can be mad at me, Joe. I don't even care. You know what? There were several people inside the White House that I spoke to yesterday that thanked me. Because they know if they say something publicly, it'll look disloyal to the president. But there were many people inside the White House yesterday that agreed with exactly what I was saying. Thank God somebody's saying it. Intelligent, and we will at least evaluate what the person's saying.
See, I was gonna ask.
You understand what I'm saying? So
I do. I was gonna say who you're talking to inside the White House. But I know you're Italian, and you ain't gonna talk. I know that, man.
I want to protect those people, and I want the president to do great. I want him to do great. But going after four African American or Hispanic American women. Yeah. And who are socialists, who I can't stand, by the way, and I would love to debate them and defeat them in the ideas, in the intellectual free marketplace of ideas. We can crush these people. We can crush them, okay?
But
let's not go in the direction of bringing people, taking them out of the country or telling them to go back to where they came from.
Anthony, listen, we're friends, and that's a whole thing, too. Listen, no matter what we agree or disagree on, we're friends, and that's first, we cannot let all the political differences disintegrate where we don't stay friends.
Amen. I agree with you. I agree with you on that as well.
Tell Deidre she's welcome. Deidre's welcome here anytime. You are here. Welcome here anytime, Anthony.
You're a lot cheaper than our marriage therapist, Joseph. Okay, let me tell you something. I'm going to send her back there once a week, okay?
It was great.
Don't be sending me a bill like these other kooks.
No, right? Nothing. Anthony, thank you, Mooch. Thank you so much,
all
Anthony.
Right, God
bless. Love to your family, my friend. Anthony Scaramucci right there. Listen, give us a call, 877-970-2999, 877-970-2999. We're going to a break, but please don't misconstrue. Anthony was front and center for this president when Wall Street was scoffing at the thought of Donald J. Trump being president of the United States. Anthony Scaramucci, a young man on Wall Street who is a brilliant financier. He knows Wall Street better than anybody. Anthony does. He put together a whole group on Wall Street, and he got Donald Trump elected president of the United States, and he wants Donald J. Trump to stay president of the United States. So don't misconstrue that. 877-970-2999, our Balance of Nature phone line. Hey, 922 right now. Debbie's looking out for you on the roads right here on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, good morning, Joe. Thanks. Let's go out to the Northern State westbound right at Post Avenue. Watch for an accident. Delays go back out toward South Oyster Bay Road, so prepare for slowdowns there. We're still seeing slowdowns this morning as you take it out to the eastbound BQE, getting up toward the Williamsburg Bridge. It's busy at the Willie B into town. Over on the Deegan North at 149th, it's an accident there to contend with as well. And watch for slowdowns on the southbound Van Wyck right into Hillside Avenue with a crash as well. Inbound GWB, Lincoln, and the Holland all about 15 to 20. The New Jersey Turnpike northbound truck lanes at 14 up through Newark, moving slowly with an accident there. And it's kind of busy over on the Garden State Parkway North at the Union Tolls. Accident blocking the left lane. And prepare for some stop-and-go traffic as well as you head to the Cross County West at Midland Avenue, Yonkers, with an accident on the shoulder. Thunderstorms this afternoon, high of 92. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Larry Elder says what the left doesn't want to hear.
S&P 500, never been higher? Economy rocking and rolling? More jobs created last month than the experts expected? Donald Trump's popularity rating? Highest ever of his presidency? About the same as when Obama ran for his second term? Say it ain't so!
The Larry Elder Show. Weeknights at 7, right before Joe Walsh at 9 on AM 970. The Answer.
When it comes to protecting your family, home, or business, you need a name you can trust. You need us, Honig Conti Perino Insurance. In Manhattan since 1902, we're family-owned, experienced, and credible. We believe in a face-to-face, roll-up-your-sleeves approach. Our clients receive individual and personal care. Honig Conti Perino, the name to trust. Call 212-777-7113 or honigconti.com. H-O-N-I-G-C-O-N-T-E.com. Honig Conti Perino Insurance. Not not just providing insurance, but insurance guidance.
Ever wonder what the real story is behind a headline-making legal case? Or the reasons for a judge's decision? Well, every weekend on our station, Champions of Justice with Tom Girardi features revealing interviews with those who make the laws and those who protect your rights through the rule of law. Tom asks the questions, and you get to hear the revealing answers. So join us Sunday mornings at 10 for Champions of Justice here on AM 970, The Answer.
We all know the secret to the best Italian food is the sauce. And no one has sauce as good as Michael's of Brooklyn. Their sauce is made from scratch, using only the best ingredients. But don't take our word for it. Stop at any of your local supermarkets and pick up a jar or listen to the Joe Piscopo Morning Show every Wednesday for a chance to win a whole case of Michael's delicious, authentic, and fresh sauce. You can also enter online at am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com. Good luck. There's a lot to learn and understand when getting ready to buy a home. Having a right lending team in place who can help is important. The lending experts at Citizens Bank can answer your questions about home borrowing or how to get started with a mortgage pre-approval. Call Citizens Bank at 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
Yeah, Joe on the radio. You got 5 minutes. I'm going to give you the 930. 930, hello, Route 22 Toyota. You can get a free multi-point inspection, free oil change, and a free filter if you call 855-621-9949, 855-621-9949. All you got to do is say, Joey sent me. You don't really have to say that, but you can if you want, because Iggy's over there, and Chester, and Carmelo, and everybody's over there, and they're going to answer the phone, and they're going to say, Route 22 Toyota, and you're going to say, Joey sent me. They'll know exactly what you're talking about. They're gonna say you want your free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter. But you got to call 855-621-9949 and be one of the first five callers in the next 5 minutes. I'll give you the 930. All European models are excluded. You will love the state-of-the-art service center on North Broad Street in Hillside, New Jersey. You will talk to Alex Cancella over there, the general manager who prides himself on those low, low lease offers that I keep telling you about. 0% APR financing up to 72 months for qualified buyers. And the best thing about going to Route 22 Toyota, you don't have to deal with dummies. There's no dummies. Iggy and Chester and the team are there. The family is there. That is Route 22 Toyota. So first five callers, next 5 minutes, free multi-point inspection, free oil change, free filter if you call 855-621-9949. Joey sent me. Route 22 Toyota, located on Route 22 West at Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
Did you see what happened on the Joe Piscopo Show? Tune into the show every Tuesday morning, 6 to 10 on Facebook, YouTube, and AM970TheAnswer.com.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
Hey, Joe Piscopo on the radio. Great music there, Matt. Thank you so much. 928 on AM 970, The Answer. You know, Jeff Panzer is a creator of the Comedy Hall of Fame and the executive on the PBS special Sid Caesar on the Language of Comedy, which debuts Friday on PBS. And, Jeff, we want to welcome you to the show, man. And thanks. I want to take a diversion of all the politics we've been talking about all morning. And this is very, very refreshing. And welcome to the show, sir. How you doing, Jeff?
Very well. Thanks for having me.
Good, man. Now, I should know. I don't know. We probably met along the way. Are you a New York guy?
I am. In fact, Joe, you are in the archives of the Comedy Hall of Fame. We are many, many years.
Yeah, from the SNL days, I guess. My good, and I love that the Comedy Hall of Fame is great. You know, Sid Caesar, though, Jeff. People, when I'm and a lot of young folks listen. We have a lot of the Greatest Generation, the baby boomers, of course, but then the children and grandchildren of everybody who's listening. You know, they don't know who Sid Caesar was. And I was sitting down at the table, kitchen table, with my brother Richie and my mom. You know, the Greatest Generation, and we're talking about how great Sid Caesar was. But I think you and I. It's before our time. What got you involved in this Sid Caesar special?
When we thought about modern comedy, And if there is an architect or a father of modern comedy, comedy was so important to the growth of comedy was so important to television. Sid Caesar started in 1950. The other television programs that were wrapped around artists at the time were about the stature of the artist. Think of guys like Jack Benny, and of course Uncle Milty. Sid took a completely different direction. He was responsible for ensemble comedy. He traded one-liners for long-form sketch comedy in an hour and a half on Saturday night with some of the greatest writers in the history of the 20th century. And he was the first guy who had a writer's room. Before that, individual writers wrote for superstar artists, and those artists also bought jokes on the outside. He was the first guy to put all these talents in a single room to figure out what they knew.
And you got to tell us, Jeff, we were sitting there at the table, man, give us the breakdown of the writers for the Sid Caesar, your show of shows with Imogene Coca, man. The writers. Give us the list. Listen to this.
Mel Brooks, Carl Reiner, Neil Simon and his brother, Larry Gelbart, who created Tootsie and MASH.
Oh, man.
And Woody Allen.
In one room at one time, man. Oh, my.
Gosh almighty, you know? And the stories that are told. And Sid Caesar, was he personality-wise? You saw Norman Steinberg's great movie, My Favorite Year, correct? With Peter O'Toole?
And it was brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
was that the way? And Joe Bologna was so funny in that film. He portrayed a guy ahead of this 1950s variety show that was supposed to be Sid Caesar, and he was whacked out of his mind, and Joe was hysterical in it, rest his soul. But was Sid Caesar that crazy when he was doing the show, Jeff?
Well, there's a great little piece about the fact that Sid was crazy about the fact that his pants had to be perfect on television. So he walked around the office without any pants on, and he put his pants on at the last minute. If anybody screwed around with that, you would get his wrath. He was a huge man in general. He had a great booming presence. He was a fabulous actor, as you know, and he had the capacity to strike fear in anyone's heart at any particular moment.
Yeah. You know, he hosted Saturday Night Live when we were there. Eddie and I were there, and Sid came on, and I was like, oh, my gosh, it's Sid Caesar. And don't forget, before my time, that was really my parents were watching. Imogene Coca, Carl Reiner, Sid Caesar, your show of shows. That was the show. That's what helped make television what it is. That was the show that started Saturday Night Live. I think Lauren took that format from Sid Caesar. Now he's hosting a Saturday Night Live. He was great, but he was very quiet. He was very quiet, and he didn't get – I was waiting for him to blow up or something. But he was very, very cordial, very nice, and very, very quiet. And he did a great job on SNL.
That's the funny thing about Sid. In real life, he was really a kindly guy who was so happy to be where he was. He didn't have a moment's grief, and this was kind of the personality that Sid wanted to project in terms of his business. And much later, Carl Reiner did a show about him. The Dick Van Dyke Show was about Sid.
Yeah,
and every time,
man,
you see Sid, you only see the back of his head, and it was Carl who played Sid in those shows. So Sid, the wonderful thing about our show is it's a bookend to what PBS just did when they got Mel Brooks and Carl Reiner to sit down to talk about the writer's room. This is just Sid. You'll actually get to hear and see Sid, and he'll talk about all the things that made his show great and his perspective on comedy. And you know, Sid got into the comedy business by accident.
Well, I don't think I know that. How did he do, what happened in New York?
Great story. He was a musician like yourself, and he was a soloist. He went to one of the larger high schools, in the Bronx, where many, many famous people came out of it. And it was a recital for a jazz night. He stepped forward with a tenor jazz, with a huge tenor saxophone in his hand to do his solo. And he was so tall that the guy operating the lights got the lights in his eyes. And he began to move around stage as he did his solo to avoid the light. And the audience went bananas. And Sid thought to himself, well, jazz is great, but this is pretty good.
That's a great story, man. And by the way, if you're listening, I know a lot of folks, Jeff, listen to Uncle Joe, and they're younger, you know, on the radio. Check out this special from Jeff Panzer, Sid Caesar on the Language of Comedy, which debuts Friday evening on PBS. You can learn so much from the genius of Sid Caesar. Jeff, I got to thank you, man, for being in the business. Thank you for all that you do for the world of comedy, my brother. God bless you. It's just wild. And congratulations and bravo on this great special on PBS about the great Sid Caesar. Jeff, come back anytime, and we're sending our love to you, my friend.
Thank you so much, Joe.
Thank you. Thank you. Jeff Panzer right there. Sid Caesar on The Language of Comedy debuts on PBS this Friday. Hey, it's 9:34, and Frankie Marano is in for a Big Al doing the news all morning long right here, live and local on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
81 degrees at 9:35. I'm Frank Moreno with your local news first. Here's what's going on. The man seen in a viral video having a meltdown inside a Long Island bagel shop earlier this month has signed a deal to box against other viral video stars in Atlantic City. TMZ reporting that 45-year-old Chris Morgan will soon begin training for a so far unnamed opponent. He was seen last week on a video screaming at employees inside Bagel Boss in Bayshore, New York, about his failures at dating women. The video has been viewed millions of times. And a congressional hearing today will focus on Facebook's plans to create its own digital currency. The cryptocurrency called Libra is backed by a number of companies, including MasterCard, Visa, and PayPal. The Trump administration has raised concerns over the effort, and the Federal Reserve is worried about the potential for money laundering and privacy issues. In sports, the Yankees and the Mets both won, the Mets making it 3 in a row. If you're stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And thanks a lot, Frank. Let's take a spin out to the Cross County Parkway westbound getting out toward Midland Avenue, Yonkers. It's an accident on the shoulder. Palisades Parkway South exit 11. Watch for a disabled vehicle getting down toward the thruway. Traffic moving a little bit slowly here at the inbound GWB 15 with an accident clear from the upper level. Lincoln Tunnel's okay now. Holland about 20 to 25 minutes in. Still seeing delays on 287 South exit 6 getting down past Piscataway. A truck fire extinguished, but we're still seeing some ongoing activity there. Garden State Parkway North by the Union Tolls is a collision as well. It's still busy on the Deegan North at 149th with an accident still working. And over on the southbound Van Wyck right into Hillside Ave, watch for a spin out there. Northern State still messy westbound by Post Avenue with an accident off on the shoulder. Checking the forecast, thunderstorms likely today, high of 92. Scattered thunderstorms tomorrow, high of 83. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Brought to you by Dell. Dell Small Business Technology Advisors are ready to help with advice, dedicated one-on-one partnership, and tailored tech solutions like computers with Intel Core processors, servers, storage, and more. To speak with an advisor today, call 877-BY-DELL. That's 877-BY-DELL.
Empire State Bank is a community-oriented bank that truly takes your business personally. You know, Empire State Bank provides a full range of business deposit and lending products tailored to meet each customer's specific financial needs. Their banking professionals provide in-depth knowledge and experience with a personal touch, all aimed at helping your business succeed and prosper. Because when small businesses succeed, our community succeeds. Just ask Jeannie Sarno, First Vice President, Business Relationship Manager at Empire State Bank.
It's all about communities with us. We understand the needs of small businesses, and we make lending decisions based on the needs of the business. We make visits to our local stores, our restaurants, and we see firsthand what is needed from that business. We assist to help them grow and make their business more successful.
You have many banking choices, but none that deliver the personal touch that you'll experience at Empire State Bank on Staten Island, Brooklyn, and the lower Hudson Valley. Empire State Bank. Please visit ESBNA.com. That's ESBNA.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Once upon a time, many years ago, customers would find your business with this big, thick book full of phone numbers and competitors' phone numbers. It was a heavy, cumbersome, yellowish-looking thing. I believe they called it a phone book. You'd place your ad in the book and hope customers would call.
Hello?
We've come a long way. Now, there's Salem Surround. We help deliver customers right to your front door with targeted digital marketing. These are the tools of the 21st century smart businesses use to succeed. And our team at Salem Surround can guide you through all the available options with the expertise to manage all your digital marketing under one roof so you can spend time taking care of your customers. Get started with a free evaluation of your digital presence and some great ideas to increase your online visibility and revenue. With Salem Surround, there are no limitations on how and where you can reach customers. Total market penetration for increased ROI. Learn more at surroundnewyork.com. Surroundnewyork.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about Balance of Nature. I love the Howard family. Dr. Douglas Howard, who says Balance of Nature is changing the world one life at a time. Right on the money. What a great guy. With his wife, Sue, and then he came with his son, Lex. Lex is, by the way, coming into the studio next week. I love talking about the Howards. They are, you know, I got to tell you, when I had cancer in 1981, the thyroid cancer, right? And I didn't think about it. Wow, cancer, how, what was that? And by the grace of God, I got a cure rate in 91. You know, they give you that 10-year cure rate. But still, you worry. You worry. Am I carrying those free radicals within my body? And then I went to a great doctor as well back in the day, Dr. Marvin Belsky. Everybody in New York knows Dr. Belsky, great guy. And he started telling me about fruits, vegetables, antioxidants. They will attack the free radicals in your body. That's what Balance of Nature is. That's what Balance of Nature does. It attacks the free radicals. And whether you feel tired, whether your skin isn't right, your hair isn't right, you know, whether you got allergies, whether you feel scratchiness in the back of your throat, you, Balance of Nature will fight those free radicals attacking your body. Frankie Five Boroughs told us about it. Now, Al, Grumpy Al, is taking Balance of Nature and doing great. Debbie as well. The whole morning team is on Balance of Nature. And we love you for listening with respect and with love and appreciation that I could never express through these airwaves. So we want you to do, we'd like to do something good for you. We want you to experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. So, from the Howards, please, for a limited time, receive a 25% plus free shipping off your first preferred purchase of Balance of Nature. Plus, I'm not finished yet, get a set of convenient travel bottles, which are great, containing a free additional week's supply of Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. 800-246-8751. You're going to love Balance of Nature. 800-246-8751. Or go to, please, balanceofnature.com and use the discount code The Answer. Good health. It's only a phone call away.
Watch the Joe Piscopo live stream Tuesday mornings, 6 to 10. Available on Facebook, YouTube, and AM970TheAnswer.com.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
Watch me! James!
I got it!
You got it!
Watch me!
James!
I got it!
Hey! You got it!
I got something that makes me want to shout.
Come on!
I got something that tells me what it's all about. I got soul, and I'm super bad.
That's a great, one of the greatest entertainers of all time, James Brown. Let it rip, Matt. Come on, baby. Oh, yeah. It's Wednesday, but we ain't stopping. James will lead the way, man.
I got a move that tells me what to do. Sometimes it's easy. Now, I got a move that tells me what to do. Sometimes I feel so nice, I want to try myself a few. I got soul, and I'm super bad.
I keep telling you, I went on to be friends with the great James Brown. Oh, and I told you this before. I never understood one word he ever said. I love the guy. It's such a bad respect. And I didn't want to ask, what, James? But he talked the way he sang, you know?
Hey, who did he? Oh, hey,
And you want to, and I want to go, well, I'm sorry, James, what did you say? I didn't say that. I just agreed with him and said, absolutely, absolutely, Mr. Brown, one of the greatest entertainers of all time and a truly great guy, James, the great James Brown. Let me go to a couple calls, and Jaden Horn, our buddy, is on the phone. But let me go to Charlie Finch. I don't like to keep Charlie waiting. He's been here since day one, our professor. Charlie, sorry to keep you waiting, my friend. What's on your mind, my dear friend, Charlie Finch?
Should Caesar love your King Gustav routine, Joey Cantaloupes? Marilyn Miller told me back in the day.
Oh,
now,
my
on President God. Trump,
yes,
last
sir. Yes.
Week, Al-Shabaab suicide bombed a hotel in Somalia, killing 30 people, including two Americans. 2 weeks before Jared Kushner and President Trump's special Mideast envoy, Stephen Greenblatt, had a conference about bringing business into the Palestinian Authority. Is it too much for our wonderful president to expect representatives whose families come from those two areas to help our country and help clean up the mess over there? I think not, Joe. Onward and forward.
Yeah, thank you, Charlie. I think you're right on the money. Right on the money, Charlie. I couldn't agree more with you. Thank you, sir. Let me go to Gaetano real quick. Gaetano, I love that name. How you doing this morning? What is on your mind, my friend?
Good morning, Mr. Joe. What's on my mind today is I think I disagree with the mooch. I love him to death, but I disagree with him. I think if he could advise the president that the president has to educate everybody that this is the land of opportunity and you could come here legally from around the world,
yeah,
and you could become a success story.
Yeah.
He knows more than anything because his grandfather came from another country.
That's right.
His mother came from another country. And how dare they're calling him a racist where his parents came from an opportunity and gave him strong morals to become the man he is today, successful in America. Immigrants, family of immigrants, became successful in America. And how dare Congresswoman Omar, she should respect this country, what they did for her. Yeah. And instead of that, she spits in the ground where she lives and where they took her in.
You're right. Gaetano, thank you, brother. I got to tell you, I agree with you. The thing is this, and stay with me, and I'm going to go to Jaden Horn in a second, but the when Anthony comes on or a friend comes on or I'm talking with a friend and we disagree, I'll tell you this. Like I was at John Bramnick. He's the leader in the GOP in the Assembly in New Jersey, and he had a golf outing, and I went. And then another gentleman who's running for governor, Jack Cittarelli, a nice guy, but boy, he just destroyed me in the press. Said something, I'm going to fight Joe Piscopo, I'd kick him. He said the meanest things, right? And so there's Jack, comes in to John Bramnick's thing. Now, they may be both running for governor, whatever it is. Point of the matter is, it's politics. Jack came in, he came over, gave me the nicest hello. You know, Joe, how are you? Laughed, and I couldn't help but smile. Jack was so friendly to me. But I'm thinking back. Wait, didn't you really diss me in the newspaper in the Star Ledger? I remember you read, and I came back at you. Did we? But you know what? I put it aside because I want us all to get along. You have to put aside the divide. So if Anthony disagrees with me, Anthony Scaramucci disagrees with me, and all I keep thinking about is, I don't know that the president, honestly, would be the president if it wasn't for Anthony Scaramucci. Anthony was front and center. When you go to Wall Street and you go to the big guns on Wall Street and they go, Donald Trump for president, and then Mooch, who was well-respected on Wall Street at a very young age, made massive amounts of money, one of the most successful Wall Street guys in the world in Anthony Scaramucci, when he goes, this is my guy, Donald Trump, I want him to be president, I listen to him, I hear him. Do I disagree with him? Yes. But I'm not going to hate. I don't want to keep him off the show. I want to stay objective and pragmatic here. We could disagree, but put aside the divide. We were all in this together. And to your point, Gaetano, Omar is off the charts. Off the charts, off the rails. I think she has another agenda and has nothing to do with the goodness of America. I don't trust this woman, and I think she should be censured. And I think she should be, in my opinion, kicked out of the country. So don't get me started because I feel like you do, Gaetano. And I wish I could be more pragmatic and understanding, but I am not. The president is not a racist. I don't think it was racist what he tweeted. I think he just said, look, if you don't like it, you go back to the country. I will accept that. But it could be, I think Bill O'Reilly touched on it correctly, that this is a concerted effort on President Trump, a political effort to really just fire up the left so they self-destruct even more. I think 877-970-2999. Look, can I get Jaden Horn on the phone? Jaden, welcome back to the show, man. We love you. I know, and welcome back to the show. How you doing this morning, my friend?
I'm doing well. How are you, Joe?
We're good. We're fired up, man. Everybody's just fired up, but we're gonna make it, brother. I'm staying positive. We're onward and forward. Jaden, I gotta ask you, man. You tell us all that is wrong with Bill de Blasio, Governor Cuomo, and you're right on the money. And again, not to hate, just objectively, but did you get caught in the power outage the other night?
Boy, do I have a story for you. All right. So, you know, Joe, my wife and I decided we were going to go to a rooftop on the Upper West Side. And, you know, we're dressed nice. You know, my wife is wearing brand new 5-inch heels, Joe. All right.
Oh, boy. Look out, mama. Look out.
Yeah. Right? We're on a rooftop. We're in Lincoln Square. And, you know, we have this cabana we rented. And, you know, we're having a time. All right. And all of a sudden, the music goes off. Now, like, this is like a scene out of a movie. Like, you know, because we're outside. It's daylight. It's, you know, we can't tell that the power has just gone off. But the music went off. And so we're all kind of like, oh, you know, like the system went down at the rooftop, whatever. You know, my wife goes, you know, it's like really quiet. And I go, it's too quiet. Like, the entire city is quiet. And then all of a sudden, we hear all of these, you know, the sirens, and we hear, you know, sounds on the street. And, you know, we all go to the edge of the rooftop. Everyone does. And we see people, like, walking in the middle of the street and people coming out of the subway. And, you know, someone says, hey, you know, New York City, the power just went out across the city. And, of course, you know, we don't know. We're in the, you know, an island of a rooftop, staring down, looking around. And so, you know, the party keeps going, right? Like, so the rooftop decides that, you know, they can't cash anyone out. So if you have cash, they'll keep serving for the time being. And if you don't, they'll just take your card down info and, you know, keep going. But listen to this. Yeah. So they finally decide around, like, dusk that they're going to close. And the elevators aren't working. And so my wife, in her 5-inch heels, and myself have to walk down 42 flights of stairs to the ground floor.
Oh, my God.
You not. And so these brands, you know, I'm not ruining them by keeping them off, because I spilled you back into them. So we moved this journey, right? We had waited to be asked for this response. Start this journey on the stairway.
I'm losing you. Hold on.
Hang on.
We lost them there? What happened? Hey, I lost. Oh, dang! I wanted to hear. No, I got you, Jaden. I got you now.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Oh, there you go. No, you were breaking up. It was like cutting in and out. Go ahead. Wait. So what happened? How did it end up?
So we're walking down the stairwell, okay, and the lights aren't working, and we're using our iPhone flashlight, and in a flashback to the freaking Cold War, I pick up my flashlight, and there is a fallout shelter sign in the middle of this stairwell. I kid you not. And I go to my wife, I go, that's like a blast from the past. Yeah, it's like we could just stand in this stairwell and survive the cold, you know, survive a nuclear bomb.
Yeah, I know. It's so funny. Hey, Jaden, we got you. Listen, we got a break. I got to tell you though, man. And De Blasio out of town. De Blasio out of town. I mean, it's inexcusable. It's me stuck in traffic yesterday. And then Staten Island lost power last night, brother. Look, you got to come back. I know you're gonna have answers on how to better the city, and it may just start at the election booth. I think, Jaden. Hey, man, thanks for jumping on the air with us, brother. And we'll talk to you real soon, Jaden. All right.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay, man. Thanks a lot. Thank you. That's another thing with the phones. When people call on the phones, it's the 21st century. Can the cell phones work? I'm in my house. My cell phone doesn't work in my house. And I can't. And all we do, they keep jacking up the prices of these cell. What my cell bill is. And they don't. That's what I want to see in the House of Representatives. Them go away. I believe they should go after the cell phone companies and go, you know what? If you miss a call or if there's a bad connection, you find them. Per call, Debbie, they'll fix it overnight. I'm telling you, they
probably.
Will.
Yeah,
you know they will.
Point. They would.
What a morning! Oh man. Hey, Debbie, how are we doing traffic wise? 9:53 on AM 970. The Answer with Debbie Duhame.
Hi, Joe Piscopo. Let's see what's happening here at Northern State westbound ramp at the LIE. It's an accident right on the ramp. We're still seeing some slowdowns as well on Sunrise Highway westbound Locust Ave out through Bohemia. An accident there to deal with. Traffic is moving slowly on the Deegan North at 149th, a collision. And it's still kind of busy this morning as you take a ride to the Whitestone Bridge. It's some ongoing construction heading into Queens. Queens Midtown Tunnel, waiting 15 minutes heading into town this morning. Heading to the inbound side of the GWB about 10. Lincoln Tunnel looks okay. Holland Tunnel about 20 minutes in from 1 and 9. Over on the New Jersey Turnpike North at 14, an accident was cleared. Garden State Parkway North at the Union Tolls, a crash over there as well. And watch for some slowdowns on the Cross County West at Midland Avenue, Yonkers, accident on the shoulder. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
You want your teeth to be taken care of right from the start. You want that beautiful and healthy smile for you and your loved ones. So, you'll want to call Aesthetic Smiles of New Jersey in nearby Morristown, New Jersey. For veneers, implants, crowns, and family dentistry, the amazing and exceptional team at Aesthetic Smiles of New Jersey will care for you like family. Call today, 973-285-5480. That's 973-285-5480 for your appointment.
The minute you sync your phone to your car, all your personal data is copied to that hard drive. ClearMyData.com will remove all of it, making it untraceable by the next driver or owner. Call 833-CAR-WIPE now or visit ClearMyData.com and get rid of your data before you get rid of that car.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Katzimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Marano in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
Joe Piscopo on the radio, 5 before 10 o'clock. Mike Gallagher coming up at 10:05. I'd like to talk to you about Rhino Shield. If you're a homeowner, if you own a business, perhaps you're on a co-op board, springtime, summertime now. Summertime, that's the time to repaint. Can you get your house Rhino Shielded? Can you get your business Rhino Shielded? Yes, you can. You can talk to my friend Susan at Rhino Shield to find out more about this unique process. Rhino Shield. Joe, what is Rhino Shield? I keep telling you, it's a coating, a ceramic coating. It's like a paint, but it's a ceramic coating that actually seals your house. It's sprayed on. It bonds completely to wood, to brick, to stucco, aluminum, block, or vinyl. Comes in any color you want, and it is guaranteed for 25 years never to chip, peel, or mold. It's the last time you're ever going to have to paint your house again. Best thing I did, I Rhino Shielded my home. It looks like a freshly painted house every single day. Save yourself thousands. Call Susan at Rhino Shield, please, for a free estimate, 877-744-6608. You will love Susan at Rhino Shield, 877-744-6608, or go, please, to rhinoshieldofny.com. Rhino Shield is a proud Gold Shield member. Rhino Shield, it's not paint.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM 970, The Answer.
Jersey Joe on the radio. Hey, it's Wednesday. You got Mike Gallagher coming up. You got Dennis Prager. You don't want to miss Dennis Prager. And he was there at a subcommittee yesterday and was brilliant before the subcommittee yesterday, talking about how Google, how things, they just do whatever they want to do in social media, and how Google can just take things off of Dennis Prager's website at PragerU. You don't want to miss Dennis. But I think Mark Davis is sitting in for Dennis today, I believe. But we're going to get into this tomorrow in a big way, the brilliance of what Dennis Prager did in Washington down there. Proud to be on the same, certainly, network, Salem Media, as Dennis Prager. We'll get into that tomorrow. And then don't forget, please, Dr. Gorka on today. Kevin McCullough at 5. John Katzmatidis, Cats at Night. You know what? Larry Elder at... It's all here. It's right here on AM 970, The Answer. Five Boroughs, great show. Thank you so much for the...
Thank you, Joe.
All the hard work for putting it all together, Frank Ila. And let's do it again tomorrow, my friend. We'll do it again tomorrow, 6 a.m. Matt Zambolin, you crushed it, baby. Thank you, man.
Thanks, Joe.
We appreciate it very much. And Stu, thank you very much. Matt Conklin and Dean, thank you behind the glass as well. It's Piscopo in the morning. You know what? No matter what happens, please trust me, we are the United States of America. And when we say God bless America, we are one nation under God. We are the best country on planet Earth. Go out, please. Make it a great Wednesday because you deserve it.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.